Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Courtside. And a very pleasant good evening from Minster High School in Minster, Ohio. It's time for high school volleyball, a MAC conference matchup here between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Minster Lady Wildcats. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in tonight's volleyball match from Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland, of course, Dr. Banna's staff includes a few purple and white kids. Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart are on the staff there at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Again, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. We'll be starting this match in just a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Just about set to start here. Fort Recovery comes in with an 8-1 record after beating Jay County on Tuesday. Very nice 3-1 win. They were all competitive sets, but Fort Recovery won the last three sets by identical scores, which was an oddity. 25-21, 25-21, and 25-21 to go to 8-1 on the year. Minster is 6-2 on the year. Both these teams are 1-0 in the conference. In fact, there are four teams now in the MAC that are 1-0. Besides Fort Recovery and Minster, Coldwater and New Bremen are also 1-0 on the year. Fort Recovery won the coin toss, so they'll be serving first. And, doggone it, there's a service error by Brooke Collig to start the match. And so Fort Recovery will be on defense now, so to speak. And side out to Minster, serving will be Caitlin Wolf. Caitlin has a nice serve. Here's the free ball back over to Minster, and what would he got? A violation on Minster. Double hit is called on Minster. Caitlin Wolf and Ivy Wolf are on this team. And their brothers are college football players. Ethan just finished playing for Tennessee, Ethan Wolf, and his brother, Eli, played for Tennessee and then transferred to Georgia. And he's a tight end on the Georgia football team now. That's Eli Wolf. And there is another double hit on Minster. So it's 2-1, Fort Recovery leading here. That service point, by the way, went to Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel, who is serving here. Next serve is a good one. Dug out by Minster, and it's out of bounds. Minster's having a rough start here. Fort Recovery now leading 3-1. Whitley Rammel with the service point, and she'll serve again. Good serve, dug out by Minster. Here's the smash. Whitley Rammel plays it at the net, and it goes down on the Fort Recovery side. A block there for Minster. I think that was, I believe that was Avery Wolf who had the block. So here we go with Minster's serve as it's 3-2, Fort Recovery leading by one. And it's an ace serve for Minster. Hitting that right at Fort Recovery and not able to play it. Ivy Wolf serving now. Here comes the next serve. Dug out by Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell, who sets for the outside hitter, Paige Fortkamp. Good hit over. Now here's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery's Olivia Patch and a point, Fort Recovery. I believe. Yes. So Olivia Patch gets the block there, and that makes the score 4-3, side out Fort Recovery. Here's Chloe Showalter serving. There's a good dig. The set and the smash by Minster back over to Minster. Here's the set again. Another smash through the block of Fort Recovery, but Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Back over to Minster. Here's the set. The smash and a kill for Minster's Ava Sharp. Outside hitter. That ties the score at 4-4 here. Minster and Fort Recovery with Minster side out. Serving now for Minster is Emily Stubbs. Good serve by Emily. Kiera Wendell digs it out. Chloe Walter will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp just kind of softly hits it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Showalter sets for Olivia Patch, and Olivia got it right on the line. Inbounds and gets the kill. They give Olivia Patch a kill. She has a block and a kill here this evening. And now it's Brenna Holman going back to serve for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 5-4 here in the first set. Good serve dug out by Emily Stubbs. Here's the free ball over to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter will set, and a miscommunication. Nobody was there to hit the ball. Chloe Showalter is set right in the middle, and nobody came up to hit the ball. Point for Minster, and they have side out. Serving here is Ava Sharp. Good serve dug out by Kiera Wendell. Showalter will set for the outside hitter. It's Judy, and it is hit out of bounds by Minster. So give Paige Judy, a kill on that one. Kiera Wendell serving here. Here comes the next one. It's a good serve dug out by Minster. Here's the set, the smash. Played by Fort Recovery's Kiera Wendell. Showalter will set for Brooke Collig. Brooke hits it over, cross-court hit. Minster will play it, and a long smash is out of bounds by Minster's Ava Sharp. So Kiera Wendell will serve again. Fort Recovery's taking a 7-5 lead here in the first set. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. Welcome to those of you also listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Neil Spencer, the engineer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And a block by Whitley Rammel. Point Fort Recovery. Whitley's first block of the evening. Another service point for Kiera Wendell. It makes it now 8-5. Fort Recovery by 3. Here's Kiera Wendell's serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Ivy Wolf. Here's a smash. What happened? Apparently she hit it out of bounds. That was Ava Sharp of Minster, so point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Kiera Wendell. She's served 4 in a row here. It's 9-5 now. Fort Recovery by 4. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats. The outside hitter. Fort Recovery plays it. That was Dana Pringer. Now hitting it back to Minster. Here's the attempted ding over the net by Dana Pringer, and just not quite enough juice on that. Didn't get over the net. Point Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell picks up another service point. Service point number 5 for her. She serves again. It's another good one. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats. And a miss hit there by Minster. We're going to call 4 hits. Yeah, 4 hits on Minster. Didn't get it over the net in time. Of course, high school volleyball, any volleyball, you've got to get it over in 3 hits. Another service point for Kiera. She serves 6 in a row. Here's another good serve. Minster will play it. Free balling it over is Ava Sharp. Here's Chloe Showalter setting for Whitley Rammel. A smash. What's the call? What is the call? I guess they said it went down on the floor on Minster's side, and so Fort Recovery gets the point. There was some confusion on that one. Kiera Wendell will serve again. Another good one. Here's the set and the smash by Sharp, and she gets the kill. Finally, they stop the Fort Recovery run. It's now 12-6. 7 straight points served there by Kiera Wendell. Coaching Minster is Cammy Garman. Of course, Chelsea Collig is the coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Here's the serve. It's an ace serve off of Brenna Holman. Ace serve by Ava Sharp. That makes it now 12-7. Minster back to within 5. Here's the next serve. I think that's too long. It is. Service error. Fort Recovery gets the point. Hope Wendell comes in. Paige Judy will go out. Marissa Garkey comes in. And serving is Hope Wendell for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Pretty good server. Good serve. And at the net, back to Fort Recovery on the second hit. Here's a tip over by Brooke Collig. Now Minster hits it back over, and there's a kill. That was Caitlin Wolf finding the corner down there on the hit. And that makes it 13-8 now. Side out Minster as Fort Recovery leads by 5. And going back to serve for the Lady Wildcats now is Lanny Himmelgarn. Either Laney or Lanny. I'll have to find out on that one. There's a good serve. Hope Wendell will set for the outside hitter, Marissa Garkey. And Marissa gets a kill. Marissa Garkey. Her first kill of the night. She hasn't been in there that long. That'll be side out Lady Indians. Going back to serve now is Brooke Colley. Up on the front, we've got Paige Fortkamp, Marissa Garkey, and Whitley Rammel. On the back line, Hope Wendell and Kiera Wendell with Brooke Colley serving. Good serve by Brooke. Here's a smash by Minster, and it is out of bounds. Smash there by Kyra Oligus. And it goes out of bounds. Brooke Colley comes over to speak to the official about something. Not sure what that was all about. Here's the next serve by Brooke Colley. It's a good one. Here's the set. And the hit over a block at the net by Whitley Rammel. Now they're going to call a double hit on Minster. Into the net, out of the net, into the net by the same person. So point Fort Recovery, 16-8. Give a service point there to Brooke Colley. Brooke will serve again. Another good serve. Here's the set at the net for Minster. The smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Hope Wendell will set to Paige Fortkamp. What a smash. But Minster plays it nicely. Here's Sharp back to Fort Recovery. Played by Brooke Colley at the net. They couldn't get it over. And now we've got a conference of the officials. I think Minster is claiming that the ball was... the ball hit the antenna after it hit after Fort Recovery hit it. We'll see here. We'll see what the official's decision is. You're listening to Fort Recovery Volleyball on J Country 101 WPGW. And actually, we're on both stations tonight, WPGW AM and FM and 105.3 FM, and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And the decision is it's Fort Recovery's ball, Fort Recovery's point. Cammy Garman is not a happy young lady. And now the captain for Minster goes over to complain. Caitlin Wolf. Fort Recovery leads 17-8 if that point stands, and I think it's going to. Both officials had a conference, and they even brought the flag person over as well to get in on it. Now the official's talking with the team captain again for Minster, who is Caitlin Wolf. And the conversation is over. Here we go with the serve now. Brooke Colley will serve again. Brooke's one of the seniors for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Minster. Here's the set at the net. The smash blocked by Fort Recovery. Minster plays it, though. The set again. They hit it back over. Fort Recovery saves it. Hope Wendell goes to Paige Fortkamp on a smash. And Paige got the kill. Paige Fortkamp, she had a terrific match the other night against Jay County. Nearly 20 kills. And that's her first kill of the night tonight. So another service point for Brooke Colley. Good serve again for Brooke and a smash at the net. And Minster's just not executing. Fort Recovery's taking advantage of it with a lead now of 18-9 over Minster. Minster has not yet lost in the conference. They're 1-0. I don't know who their first match was with. Fort Recovery returns the ball back to Minster. There's a smash and a block. Paige Fortkamp gets the block for Fort Recovery.
Nice job, Paige.
19-9. Another service point for, or the serve goes back to Whitley Rammel, I should say. The good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. The dig, Hope Wendell passing to Paige Forkamp, and Paige hits it into the net. Service point for Minster. Side out Minster, and coming in to serve now is Ivy Wolf. 19-10 is the score. Fort Recovery leads by 9 here in this MAC conference matchup, and there's a service here by Ivy Wolf. She hits it out of bounds. Ivy's quite a basketball player as well for Minster. Again, her brother's a tight end on the Georgia football team, Eli Wolf. I think he wears number 17. Look for him when you see George on TV this week. Here's a smash by Minster, played nicely by Fort Recovery. Great save by Chloe Showalter. Now Minster can't return it. What a save by Chloe Showalter. Side out Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads 21-10, and Chloe Showalter will go back to serve now. It's a good serve dug out by the Lady Wildcats. There's a smash, and Sharp hits it over the end line. Sharp is a very nice hitter, but she's several times now tonight she's hit it over the end line. So give Chloe Showalter a service point, her first of the evening. Another serve. It's a good serve at the net, and they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Paige Judy, so take the point away. Actually over the net. So Minster will have the serve here. Going back to serve is Emily Stubbs. Good serve by Stubbs. Dug out by Brooke Colley to Chloe Showalter. Here's Paige Judy on the hit. Back to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set for Olivia Patch. And Olivia will get the kill from the middle hitting spot. Her second kill of the evening. Makes it 23-11. Brenna Homan now serving for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery with side out. Here's the good serve. The set by the Minster Lady Wildcats. And a miss hit by Sharp into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Give Brenna Homan the service point. Tomorrow night, we'll be at Southern Wells High School. Jay County playing at Southern Wells in high school football. That'll be at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. There's a service there by Brenna Homan hitting it out of bounds. Fort Recovery will be at Valley View tomorrow night. You can hear that football game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Jeff Hobbs will be there to call all the action from Valley View. Fort Recovery, a very impressive win last week against Sydney Lehman. There's a smash by Minster into the net. Service point, or point for Fort Recovery. And it's 25-12, Fort Recovery wins the first set of the evening. A really pretty easy win for Fort Recovery. But once again, quite honestly, Minster just didn't play very well there. Fort Recovery put it to them. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this.
Ta-da! It's Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare in the morning and evenings. The crops are tall and it is harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, PG, when you are on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you. Give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I loved playing high school sports. I love the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Okay, we're about set to go with set number two. Fort Recovery wins the first game 25-12 over Menster. Both teams coming in with a 1-0 conference record. Fort Recovery this time will be on our right and Menster on our left. Menster 6-2 on the year. Fort Recovery is at 8-1. Our next matchup for Fort Recovery will be next week. We'll have them on the radio. And I'm trying to remember who that is. I'll check and see. Here is Caitlin Wolf serving now for the Menster Lady Wildcats. She wears number 24, and she is a senior for the Lady Wildcats. There's the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. The set and the smash by Marissa Garkey. Nice hit and a kill. Marissa Garkey looking better and better as each match goes on here. That was probably Chloe Showalter with the set, but I was kind of blocked out by the official here. So Whitley Rammel will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. Dug out by Menster. Free balling it over, and they get it over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Hope Wendell. The smash by Paige Fortkamp. Did she get it? I'm going to say I think that... Actually, I'm not sure what that call was, but anyway, Fort Recovery comes up with the point. So give Whitley Rammel the point. I'm going to go ahead and give Paige Fortkamp a kill on that. Here's Menster with a kill. That was the Lady Wildcats, Avery Wolf, with the kill. And 2-1, Fort Recovery with the lead, and Menster will have the serve here now. It's going back to serve as Ivy Wolf. Ivy wears number 4. And it's a good serve, dug out by Fort Recovery's Brooke Colling. The set and the smash by Marissa Garkey. And did she get it again? She did. Marissa Garkey, another kill. She got a big smile on her face. Going back to serve is Chloe Showalter now. Good server is Chloe. Good serve there. Dug out by Menster. And they just try to free ball it over. Sharp did and hits it into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Another serve for Chloe Showalter. Fort Recovery off to a 4-1 lead here. Digging out on the back line is Emily Stubbs. Here's a smash by Menster, by Avery Wolf. Fort Recovery keeps it in play, and Kiara Wendell just free balls it over. Here's the set, the smash by Minster. Fort Recovery plays it. Another great job by Chloe Showalter. Paige Judy hits it back to Minster. Here's the set for the Lady Wildcats. Sharp with the smash. Fort Recovery plays it again. Hitting it over on the second hit was Chloe Showalter, but Minster plays it. And a little finesse kill there for the Minster Lady Wildcats for Kyra Olgas. Kyra Olgas gets the kill. And that's going to be side out Minster. Way back to serve now is Emily Stubbs. Good serve by Stubbs. Dug out by Kiara Wendell on the back line. There's a smash by Olivia Patch, and I think she got the kill. Yes, she did. Olivia Patch with the kill. That's three for her tonight. Here's Paige Fortkamp serving now for the Lady Indians. Oh, it's out of bounds right in front of me on the sideline. Service error, side out for Minster, and it's now 5-3, Fort Recovery by two. And serving now is Avery Wolf. Good serve by Avery. Here's Chloe Showalter keeping it in play, and Brooke Collig just free balls it over by luck. Here's a block at the net by Olivia Patch. Minster plays it back to Fort Recovery. There's a smash by Paige Judy. Did she get the kill? Yes. Paige Judy on the kill, her second of the evening. That makes it now 6-3, side out Fort Recovery, and Kiara Wendell's going to go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve, dug out by Minster, by Avery Wolf. Here's the hit back over by Sharp to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter will set for Paige Judy. Paige bangs it down, and now here's Minster getting the kill as Sharp hits the cross-court shot and gets the kill. Again, Ava Sharp, her third kill of the evening. Side out Minster, and that makes it 6-4. Fort Recovery still leading by two here. Here is Ava Sharp going back to serve now. It's a good serve. I take that back. It looked good, but it was too good. Over the end line. Service error. Fort Recovery picks up another point. 7-4. And side out Fort Recovery. Many moons ago, they used to score. You could only score if you were serving. And they did away with that. Thank goodness. Here's Hope Wendell back over to Fort Recovery, or I should say back over to Minster. Here's a smash now by Minster and a kill. That was by Josie Winner getting the kill. 7-5 now. Side out Minster, and going back to serve for the Lady Wildcats is Lainey Himmelgarn, number 25. Here's the serve by Lainey. It's a good one. Dug out by Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. Marissa Garkey just free balls it over at the net. Fort Recovery keeps it in play. Wendell will set for the outside hitter, Brooke Collig. She smashes. Played by Minster. A hit and a block. A going to call a double hit there on Minster. No? Yes. Called a double hit on Minster there. Give the point to Fort Recovery. And so Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve. It's 8-5, Fort Recovery by three. And over the net it goes, and there's a kill for Minster. Give that to Caitlin Wolf. A little dink over the net. And Caitlin will go back to serve now. 8-5 score. Should be 8-6, I think. Here's a smash. Paige Fortkamp, and she got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with the kill. It says 9-5 up there, but I swear it should be 9-6. Well, I'm not going to complain. Fort Recovery leading on the scoreboard, 9-5. Here's Whitley Rammel serving for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Avery Wolf for Minster. Is freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp, and she smashes it. No chance for Emily Stubbs to get that one. Paige Fortkamp, another kill. That is her fourth of the evening. Again, she almost had 20 kills the other night in that four-set match with Jay County. I had her with 18. Coach had her with 17. And I saw somebody else who had her with 19. Here's Minster with the return, and they get the kill. That is Avery Wolf with the kill. Side out Minster, going back to serve for them now is Ivy Wolf. 10-7 score. Here's the serve, let serve, which is legal these days, unlike tennis. Olivia Patch returns it to Minster. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's the dig by Kiara Wendell, the smash, and Minster able to play it. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Kiara Wendell keeping it alive. The hit over to Minster. Minster back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell on the bump. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp and another kill right at Emily Stubbs. Emily says, why me? Paige Fortkamp, a thundering hit there. Wow. 11-7 now. And for Paige, that is number 5 in the kill department. Chloe Showalter will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out by Emily Stubbs. Here's Minster back over to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell will set. Here's the smash and the kill. I think that was Paige Fortkamp again. Kind of blocked out by the official that time, but I'm going to make a guess it was Paige. 12-7. Chloe Showalter will serve again. And it's an ace serve for Chloe. Way to go, Chloe. Now it's 13-7. Chloe Showalter will serve again. And this time a service error into the net. So side out Minster and going back to serve now is going to be Emily Stubbs, the libero for the Minster Lady Wildcats. There's the serve. It's dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Chloe Showalter. Showalter sets for Paige Judy. Judy on the smash. Minster returns back to Fort Recovery, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. So now Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash by Sharp. And what do we got? Fort Recovery under the net, I think. No double hits. Double hit is called on Fort Recovery. Point Minster, that makes it 14-9. Now here's Avery Wolf serving for the Minster Lady Wildcats. It's too long. Service error. Fort Recovery will get it right back. 15-9. Now Kiara Wendell will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve. Here's the dig by Minster's Ivy Wolf, and a block by Whitley Rammel. Her second of the evening. 16-9 now. Fort Recovery leads by 7. That was a service point for Kiara Wendell. She'll serve again. She has 8 service points on the night so far. I think she had a run of 6 in a row in that first set. There's a smash by Sharp. Nice one, but Fort Recovery's Chloe Showalter plays it. Kiara Wendell free balls it back to Minster. The set and the hit from the outside hitter blocked by Fort Recovery. And Whitley Rammel gets another block and a point for Fort Recovery. Side out. Nope, not side out. We'll just continue our serve. Another point for Kiara Wendell. Number 9 on the night. 17-9 now. Fort Recovery leads by 8. That serve is in. Ace serve for, again, Kiara Wendell. And we have timeout for the Minster Lady Wildcats. We'll return in a moment. Fort Recovery leads 18-9 here in the second set. The Lady Indians won the first set 25-12.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Lady Indians playing very well again tonight. They're heading for 9-1 if they can keep this going. 8-1 on the year coming into the match tonight after beating Jay County the other night. 3-1. Once again, thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, tomorrow night, FortRecoveryRadio.com will have the Indians football game with Valley View. And the radio station will have the game for Jay County and Southern Wells at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. And there's another point as a miss hit by Minster. Kiera Wendell has 11 service points now. Oh, there's a service error for Kiera. Well, I'll tell you, after the great job she's done serving, we'll let her have a service error. Makes it 19-10 now, Lady Indians by 9 here in this second set. Going back to serve now is Ava Sharp. Good serve by Ava. Fort Recovery will play it. Here's this deep hit by Paige Fortkamp. Minster will hit it back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. The set and the smash. And Paige Judy gets the kill. That is her third kill of the evening. 20-10. Chemistry on this Lady Indian volleyball team is very good. Gals are all pulling for each other, all excited, all enthusiastic. Hope Wendell on the serve. It's a good one. Here's a smash by Minster, and it is out of bounds. Good hit by Dana Pringer, but too hard. Give Hope Wendell a service point. That actually is her first service point of the evening. She's only served now two times. Another good serve there. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel smashes it at Minster. Played back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel hits it over again. Minster just going to have to free ball it over. They do. Kiera Wendell will pass to Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Played by Minster. Back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Brooke Collig, who got the kill right in the middle. Anything but a thundering hit, but it was good enough. A kill for Brooke Collig. And it's 22-10 now. Lady Indians by 12 here in the second set. They are just having too easy of a time tonight. I'm really kind of shocked. Here's a smash and a kill by Minster, hitting it through a Fort Recovery block was Dana Pringer. Her first kill of the evening. Side out for Minster. Makes it 22-11. Minster team has some nice athletes. Here's the next serve for Lainey Himmelgarn. It's a good serve. Whitley Rammel gets a kill, hitting it right back at him. That's actually her first kill of the evening. She's had three blocks, but her first kill. And side out Fort Recovery leading 23-11. And Brooke Collig will go back to serve now to try to close this set out. We already lead 1-0, winning the first set 25-12. Good serve dug out by the Minster Lady Wildcats. The hit back. Kiera Wendell will play it. Pass up here on the front side. We got a double hit called. So that gives the point to Minster, making it 23-12. Now going back to serve is Caitlin Wolf. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Emma Collig sets for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets another kill. Her second kill here in the last minute, and it's 24-12, and here is Whitley Rammel to try to close out this set. Set point right here. Lady Indians leading 24-12. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Avery Wolf. Here's a smash by Wolf back at Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel plays it at the net. And it went out of bounds, I believe. Give the point to Minster. Yes, it did. So going back to serve now is going to be Ivy Wolf. Here's a good serve by Ivy. Set by Emma Collig. Olivia Patch hits it over to Minster. Minster back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Free balling it over is Paige Fortkamp. The set for the Lady Wildcats. The smash by Sharp. And she got the kill. Ava Sharp with the kill. Give the assist there to Caitlin Wolf. That is the fourth kill of the evening for Ava, who's certainly one of the better hitters. She's a good outside hitter for Minster. Give the service point to Ivy Wolf. And Ivy will serve again. There's a good serve. Smash by Paige Judy trying to close it out. Minster plays it. Ava Sharp on the hit. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Stubbs hits it back over to Fort Recovery. And free balling it over to Minster. The set. Here's a hit by the Lady Wildcats. Brooke Colling plays it. Here's a hit by Marissa Garkey. And she got the kill. Marissa Garkey, and that's it. 25-14. Lady Indians win. Set to 25-14. Again, give Marissa Garkey the final kill of the set. So we've completed two now. Fort Recovery leads 2-0 here at Minster High School tonight in this matchup between Minster's Lady Wildcats and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kopp Pharmacy can now compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial pure products. So call Kopp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Listen, do you hear it?
Rumble, rumble. What is that, Joe?
Shh.
Rumble, rumble.
There it is again. I'm getting scared.
Joe, I think that's your stomach growling.
You're right. Just listen.
Rumble, rumble. Let's get you a delicious Cooper Turkey deli sandwich and see if that helps you.
Mmm, that is good. Now listen.
Now, what was that?
Oh, that's Betsy. I wanted a glass of milk with my sandwich. Folks, eat more turkey and chase it down with your favorite beverage. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Back here at Minster High School, Fort Recovery playing very well tonight. Minster is just not executing, and the Lady Indians have taken a 2-0 lead in this volleyball matchup. One more set in the bag, and it's over. Fort Recovery winning 25-12 and 25-14. The junior varsity, by the way, won for Fort Recovery, beating Minster 25-16, 25-23. So they improved to 6-1 on the season for the junior varsity team. Again, 25-16, 25-23. So Fort Recovery will serve here in the third set. Brook Colleague will be doing the serving. Nice group of the Fort Recovery boys over there to support the girls tonight. Here's a good serve by Fort Recovery, a battle at the net. Minster hits it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Kiara Wendell. Here's the hit by Marissa Garkey. Pretty nice hit there, but Minster plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery by Ivy Wolf. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Minster plays it. The set and the smash and into the net. No. I guess not. I guess they said it was a kill for Ava Sharp. Take that back. So Minster takes the early 1-0 lead here. Now here is Caitlin Wolf serving. Hope Wendell to Paige Forkamp. A block at the net. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets the kill. Whitley Rammel with the kill. That's number three for her this evening, and that ties the set up at one apiece. And Whitley will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. She's probably the tallest gal on the team. And there's a serve into the net by Whitley Rammel, service error. And so now Ivy Wolf will go back to serve for Minster as Minster has grabbed the lead at 2-1. They have not led much tonight. Good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Forkamp. A cross court hit. It's out of bounds. Point for Minster. Ivy Wolf picks up the service point. There's a good serve. And what we got? Illegal hit. Double hit called on Fort Recovery. Another point for Minster. Another service point for Ivy Wolf. 4-1. Here's a good serve. Kiara Wendell digs it out. Hope Wendell passing to Paige Forkamp. He has just a free ball it over at the net. And there is Paige Forkamp with another kill as she met the ball right at the top of the net as it was coming over and knocked it down on the floor. That is number 367 for her in the kill department, and Chloe Showalter will serve now. It's 4-2, Minster leading by two. Here's the set for Minster, the smash. Fort Recovery blocks it and gets the point. I'm going to say Olivia Patch on that one. 4-3 now. Give Chloe Showalter another service point. She has a total of six on the night, including one ace. Good serve by Chloe again. Here's a smash by Minster. We got an illegal hit on Fort Recovery. Double hit. Avery Wolf had the hit there. I'm just going to go ahead and give Avery a kill on that. Now serving for Minster's Emily Stubbs. Good serve at the net. They're going to call Chloe Showalter in the net. Actually over the net. 6-3 now. Another service point for Emily Stubbs. This one is out of bounds, though, on the sideline. Service here. And so Fort Recovery will go back to serve, trailing 6-4. Paige Forkamp will try to get the Lady Indians in the lead here for the, I think, the first time this set. Good serve, the set, and the smash by Ava Sharp. Got a double hit called on Minster. Give Paige Forkamp her first service point of the evening. She will serve again. That's a good one dug out by Stubbs. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery by Avery Wolf. Here's it back to Minster, the set by Minster. The smash by Ava Sharp, and they're going to say Fort Recovery in the net. Going to call Paige Judy for being in the net there. Point Minster. 7-5. Minster leads by two. Again, Avery Wolf serving. Good serve. Carrie Wendell up front. There's a set for Paige Judy. Just dinks it over. Here's Minster hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Paige Judy on the hit back. Here's the set for Minster. The smash, cross-court hit is out of bounds. And Fort Recovery's point. Dana Pringer hit that out of bounds on the cross-court hit. So, side out Lady Indians. And it'll be Kiara Wendell going back to serve now. 7-6, Lady Indians back to within 1 point here. Again, I don't think they've led in this set. Good serve by Kiara Wendell. The set for Minster, the smash by Ava Sharp, and she got the kill. Ava Sharp for Minster, their leading hitter. She has now 6 kills on the evening. Going back to serve now is Ava Sharp. Good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell. Chloe Showalter to Whitley Rammel. Block at the net by Minster. A smash by Paige Judy, played by the Lady Wildcats. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill. Give Ivy Wolf the kill for the Lady Wildcats, and that gives the Wildcats a 3-point lead at 9-6 here in this third set. Minster seems to be playing with more confidence here in this set. Ava Sharp will now serve again. And we got an illegal hit on Jay County, or on Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery picks up an illegal hit, hitting a double hit there called. And it's 10-6, and I think the first time tonight, Chelsea Colling for Fort Recovery calling timeout as the score is Minster 10 and Fort Recovery 6. We'll be back in just a moment here on PG14, Jay Country 101, and Fort Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist will work with you to ensure proper fitting of the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, OSA can cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
10-6 score, Minster leading by 4 here in the third set. Fort Recovery has won the first two sets, though, 25-12 and 25-14. So you got to think there's going to be a comeback here for the Lady Indians as easily as they controlled those first two sets. There's a good serve by Minster's Ava Sharp, hit back by Whitley Rammel. And Minster gets it free balled over. Chloe Showalter will set. Here's Paige Judy getting the kill. Paige Judy with her 4th kill of the evening. It makes it now 10-7. Lady Indians back to within 3. And here's Hope Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. Bounces the volleyball. Here's the good serve. Dug out by Ava Sharp and hitting it over on the second hit. Back over by Whitley Rammel, and there's a kill for, and I didn't see who it was, kill for Minster. Makes it 11-7, side out Minster. And now going back to serve is Lainey Himmelgarn. So the serve is good by Lainey. Hope Wendell will pass to Marissa Garkey. Hits it over. Now a hit back and blocked by Whitley Rammel. Minster keeps it alive. The smash by Ivy Wolf. And Ivy hits it into the net. Miss hit. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Brooke Collig will come back to serve now and side out Fort Recovery. 11-8 now. Fort Recovery trails by 3. Brooke Collig, good serve. Here's the set and the smash by Ava Sharp. Off of Brooke Collig to Kiara Wendell. Freeballing it back is Marissa Garkey. Here's the set for Minster. A hit and a kill for them. Oh, no. Fort Recovery kept it alive. Nope, they said they didn't. Give Ella Mesher a kill there for the Minster Lady Wildcats. That's her first kill of the evening. Caitlin Wolf serving. Yo. And it's a good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell. Marissa Garkey to Brooke Colley. Colley free balls it over. Here's the set for Minster. The hit by Ivy Wolf. Hope Wendell will set for Paige. Yep, Paige Fortkamp. Another kill for Paige. That is her eighth of the evening. And Whitley Rammel will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Number 32 on her uniform and almost got an ace serve there, but Minster played it. Back to Fort Recovery. Brooke Colley will bump it up to Hope Wendell. Wendell on his set for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige hits it out of bounds. Side out Minster. Now Ivy Wolf will go back to serve for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Minster leading 13-9 here. And it's a good serve. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. Minster keeps it alive amazingly. Back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will pass to Olivia Patch. And a dink back over by Minster, and they get the kill. I think that was Caitlin Wolf. That was just a little dink shot. 14-9 now, Minster by 5. Ivy Wolf serves again. Kiara Wendell over to Paige Fortkamp. Free balls it over. Here's the hit back by Minster and a kill for Ella Mesher. And timeout again by Fort Recovery as Minster has taken a 15-9 lead here in this third set. After Fort Recovery easily won the first two sets, 25-12 and 25-14. We'll return in just a moment.
Ta-da! It's Safety Man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter and the sun is giving off a lot of glare in the morning and evenings. The crops are tall and it is harder to see around the intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, Safety Man?
Well, PG, when you are on the road walking, running, biking, or driving, remember it's harder for others to see you. Give others plenty of room and wear reflective clothing. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We are at Minster High School tonight. Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading Minster 2-0, but Minster making a charge here in this third set. Minster leading right now 15-9 in this third set. So we'll see how things go here. Here we go. Ivy Wolf serving again. Good serve. Smashed by Marissa Garkey, and Marissa got the kill. Nice job by Marissa. That breaks the serve by Ivy Wolf. So going back to serve now, it's 15-10. Fort Recovery down by 5. Chloe Showalter will serve. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net. The set and the smash by Ava Sharp. Blocked by Fort Recovery by Paige Fortkamp. That makes it 15-11 now. Another service point for Chloe Showalter. Here's a good serve and a hit. They're going to say Fort Recovery was over the net. Give the point to the Minster Lady Wildcats. And there is a point Fort Recovery. Minster hits it out of bounds. It makes it 16-11 now. So Brenna Holman will serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve, dug out by Stubbs. Here's the pass to the net, and there's a kill by Avery Wolf. Her fourth of the evening. Give the assist there to Caitlin Wolf. Now. And here is a serve that's out of bounds, just barely. The point for Fort Recovery, and Kiara Wendell will go back to serve. Kiara wears number 13 on her uniform. She's not superstitious. Here's the set for Minster. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Now Chloe Showalter hits it back over on the second hit. And here is Ava Sharp with a smash and got the kill. Chelsea colleague having a question there from the about the official. But the question does not change the score. So Ava Sharp will go back to serve for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Chloe Showalter will set for Paige Judy and got the kill. Another kill for Paige Judy tonight. That's number 5 for her. Coming up next week, the volleyball team will be at Franklin Monroe on Monday. We'll be there to bring you that matchup on Monday night. Should be around a 6:30 start time. And the volleyball team will be hosting Delta St. John's on Thursday. We'll be there for that one as well. And there's a kill for Marissa Garkey. So that makes it 18-15. Hope Wendell serving, by the way.
Sharp.
It's a good serve by Hope, and an ace serve for Hope Wendell. 18-16. Lady Indians charging back in this one. They trailed 15-9 a moment ago when Fort Recovery coach Chelsea Colley called timeout. Hope Wendell will serve again. Good serve. Here's the hit over on the second hit, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give Caitlin Wolf a kill on that. Caitlin is one of their top assist makers as well. 19-16, Minster pulls away to a 3-point lead, and going back to serve now is Lainey Himmelgarn for Minster. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Colleague passing to the middle to Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the hit. Minster back to Fort Recovery. Ivy Wolf. Here's Brooke Colleague across the net. And Minster can't play it. I'm going to give Brooke Colleague a kill on that one. Side out Fort Recovery. 19-17 now. And Brooke Colleague will go back to serve for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Brooke is a senior on this ball club. The youngsters are Whitley Rammel, a sophomore, and now here's the ball back in play. Minster back to Fort Recovery, can't play it. Give the kill to Caitlin Wolf. That was an easy kill for Caitlin there. Misplayed by Fort Recovery. The other youngster on the team is Fort Recovery's Marissa Garkey, who's only a sophomore. Those are the two younger kids that play a lot. Paige Fortkamp is a junior. Kiara Wendell's only a junior. Hope Wendell's only a junior. A little perspiration on the floor is cleaned up there. 20-17, Minster takes the 3-point lead again on that misplay by Fort Recovery a moment ago. And going back to serve is Caitlin Wolf. Good serve. Kiara Wendell passing to Paige Fortkamp, just kind of dinks it over. Here's a smash and a kill for Avery Wolf. Now it's 21-17. Minster's trying to push this to a fourth set tonight. Here's the next hit, next serve. It's a good one. And Paige Fortkamp hits it back to Minster and gets the kill right in the middle where nobody was. That was not really a thundering hit by any means. We'll give Paige another kill. That is number 9 for her on the night now. 21-18. Lead is back to 3. Here's Whitley Rammel serving. We need a nice run here. Good serve. Here's the set at the net. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell tries to get it over on the second hit. She does. Here's Ivy Wolf hitting it back to Fort Recovery and got the kill. Again, that was not a vicious hit, but she she just hit it in the right spot. Ivy Wolf gets the kill for Minster. And that makes it now 22-18. Ivy Wolf will serve now. Here's Marissa Garkey hitting it back over to Minster after the good serve. Now back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Olivia Patch. Blocked at the net, and Minster gets the kill there. I believe, looked like that was Ella Mesher with the block. Now it's 23-18, and Fort Recovery's in deep trouble here, trailing by five in this third set. Ivy Wolf goes back to serve. It's a good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Hope Wendell and a smash by Marissa Garkey. Minster plays it back over to Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch hits it over and got the kill. Olivia Patch with her fourth kill this evening. 23-19. And here's Chloe Showalter. And we need a run here for Chloe. 23-19. 4-point lead. An absolute must to have a nice little run here of maybe 3 or 4 points. Here's a block by Fort Recovery by Paige Fortkamp. That makes it 23-20. Give Chloe Showalter another service point. Chloe Showalter serves again. Good serve. Stubbs passing to the net. Here's the set and the hit. And the kill for Minster. Avery Wolf with the kill, and that probably about does it. Makes it 24-20 now. Minster leads by four. Here's your set point with Emily Stubbs serving for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Again, she's their libero. Here's the good serve. Dug out by Kiara Wendell to Chloe Showalter. Showalter sets for Fortkamp, who dinks it over. Minster keeps it alive. Free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set for Olivia Patch. A smash. And Olivia got the kill. Give Chloe Showalter the assist.
Stay down.
And that makes it now 24-21. Well, there's a ray of hope here, but just a ray. Fort Recovery needs to keep it going here. Coach Cammie Garman complaining to the official down here about the call. There's Paige Fortkamp on the good serve. Minster back to Fort Recovery. Showalter will set. There's Paige Judy on the hit. Minster plays again. And we've got a double hit called on Caitlin Wolf of Minster. 24-22. Boy, another point here would make it very interesting. Paige Fortkamp serving. Good serve. Minster plays it. They have to free ball it over. Ivy Wolf goes over to Kiara Wendell. Showalter will set for Olivia Patch and got the kill again. Olivia Patch with another kill. And it's 24-23. Again, Cammie Garman complaining to the official. Here's Paige Fortkamp serving again. It's a good serve. A set at the net, the smash. And there's your kill, and that's the set. I think that was Ava Sharp with the kill. 25-23. Fort Recovery goes down in the third set, 25-23. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Well, I always thought I was going to be able to go home earlier tonight, but Menster changed all that by rallying to win the third set, 25-23. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-12. Fort Recovery won the second set, 25-14. And then Menster came back to win the third set, leading about all the way. In fact, I'm not sure. I don't think Fort Recovery ever had the lead in that third set. They were close the whole way, but got back to within 24-23 before Menster closed it out with a kill at the end to win 25-23. So Menster has new life now. That's the bad thing about this. And if they win another set here, then we're going to go to the fifth and final set with Menster with the momentum. We don't like that. So let's see if the Lady Indians can gather up here and close this one out with a win here in this fourth set. Once again, the next match we'll be broadcasting is Monday night, Franklin Monroe at Fort Recovery. Here's a good serve by Caitlin Wolf. Fort Recovery dinks it over, and there's the kill for Paige Forkamp, another one. That's number 10 now for Paige. She is really a outstanding hitter. That's not all thundering strength. A lot of finesse hitting the ball at the right spot. There's an ace serve for Whitley Rammel. And it's 2-0. Whitley will serve again. Good serve dug out by Avery Wolf. Here's a smash by Ivy Wolf. Fort Recovery's Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey got the kill. Boy, I tell you, she is looking awful good. That is kill number 7 now for Marissa tonight. Oh, they said it was out of bounds. I take it back. They said it was out of bounds a moment ago by Marissa, so that made it 2-1 side out for Menster, and now Fort Recovery can't play it again. It's a service point for Ivy Wolf. So I got too excited there. Didn't see the official call by the official. There's an ace serve for Menster. Ivy Wolf, her second ace serve of the evening. That makes it 3-2 now. I thought for sure Marissa Garkey's smash was in there over on the other side, but it must have been just on the outside of the line. Fort Recovery with another smash by Olivia Patch, and she hits it out of bounds. Now it's 4-2. Menster takes an early lead here in this fourth set. Ivy Wolf will serve again. This one is too long, service error. So Fort Recovery now only trails by 1-4-3 on the service here. And Chloe Showalter will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve dug out by Stubbs. Here's a smash and a block by Olivia Patch. Minster keeps it alive, and they're going to call four hits on Minster. They do not keep it alive. So Chloe Showalter with the service point. We're tied at 4-4. Good serve again. And unable to play that was Emily Stubbs. The libero on the back line tried to dig it out, and it veered off out of bounds. Give an ace there to Chloe Showalter. That is her second ace of the evening. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Minster to the net. Caitlin Wolf will set. And a good hit back to Fort Recovery. Now Olivia Patch smashes it back to Minster. Here's Kiara Wendell setting for Paige Judy. She has a nice hit, but played nicely by Ivy Wolf for Minster. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery by Avery Wolf. Paige Judy hits it back to Minster and hits it out of bounds. Point Minster. That's a pretty good volley there between the two teams, but unfortunately for Fort Recovery, Paige Judy's final hit there went out of bounds. Now we're tied at 5-5. Serving now is Emily Stubbs, the libero. Good serve. Fort Recovery set. Chloe Showalter. And unfortunately, Chloe set it to the outside hitting position, but nobody could get to it. Ball's on the floor, and that's a service point for Emily Stubbs. Here's another good serve for Emily. Paige Judy can't get it. Fort Recovery was a little bit off the beat there on their offense, and Paige Judy couldn't hit it back over. Another service point for Emily Stubbs. It's now 7-5, Minster by 2. Good serve to Kiara Wendell. Here's the set and a smash by Olivia Patch. And she hits it out of bounds. 8-5 now. Another service point for Emily Stubbs. She's on a run here. 8-5. Minster leads by 3 in this fourth set. Chloe Showalter will set for Olivia Patch. Patch hits it over. Back to the net. Patch hits it over again. Minster plays it again and got the kill. A deep hit by Ivy Wolf. 9-5, and Coach Chelsea College is a little upset with her team. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We've got ourselves another good game here. Minster's in the lead, 9-5. If they win this set, they'll shove it to a fifth set, a fifth and deciding set. Things are getting interesting here at Minster. We'll be back in a moment on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Listen, do you hear it?
Rumble, rumble. What is that, Joe? Rumble, rumble.
There it is again. I'm getting scared.
Joe, I think that's your stomach growling.
You're right. Just listen.
Rumble, rumble. Let's get you a delicious Cooper Turkey deli sandwich and see if that helps you.
Mmm, that is good. Now listen.
Now what was that?
Oh, that's Betsy. I wanted a glass of milk with my sandwich. Folks, eat more turkey and chase it down with your favorite beverage. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, here we go with the serve again. 9-5 score. Fort Recovery trailing by 4 here in this fourth set. Emily Stubbs serves another good serve. Here's a smash by Olivia Patch on a set from Chloe Showalter. And Patch hits the floor, and the Indians get the serve back. Kill for Olivia Patch. For Olivia tonight, she has 7 kills on the evening so far. And this will bring Brenna Homan to the serving position. Good serve by Brenna, dug out by Emily Stubbs to the net. Here's a smash by Minster, played by Fort Recovery. Showalter will set for Fort Recovery's Brooke Colling. And there is a kill in the middle by Minster's Dana Pringer. It's only her second kill of the evening, and it's now 10-6. side out to Minster, and Avery Wolf will go back to serve. Minster's leading by four here. They've got the momentum going for them right now. There's a smash by Paige Judy, but Minster plays it. And the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Brenna Holman passing to Chloe Showalter, who will set for Paige Judy. And Paige got the kill. That was a much-needed kill there. Sixth of the evening for Paige. And that makes it 10-7 now. Minster leading by three, and Fort Recovery with side out. Kiara Wendell with the serve, a good one, to the net. Here's the set and the smash by Ava Sharp, and Sharp hits it out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Ava's kind of been out of the offense here. She was had a lot of early involvement, but last set or so, she hasn't done much. 10-8. Here's a smash blocked, and they're going to say violation on Minster. Another service point for Kiara Wendell. She's got a total of 13 service points this evening, matching the number on her uniform. And now she has 14, an ace, another ace serve for Kiara. That is her second ace serve. And we're tied at 10-10. Lady Indians charging back here. Let's see if they can get the lead finally. Good serve. Here's the set at the net. The smash. And it's too long. Point Fort Recovery. Dana Pringer hits it out of bounds. Surprise Minster maybe isn't calling timeout here. Another service point for Kiara Wendell. That's number 14 or 15 for her now. And she almost got another ace, but free ball back to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter to Whitley Rammel, and nobody can play it from there. Point for Minster, side out Minster, and that ends the run by Kiara Wendell. Have a tie score, 11-11. Ava Sharp will serve now for the Lady Wildcats of Minster. It's a good serve. Chloe Showalter will set for Whitley Rammel. Block at the net. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery by Brooke Colley. And a smash and a block by Fort Recovery, but it goes out of bounds off the block. So Point Minster, 12-11. Give Ava Sharp a service point. Minster leads by one here in the fourth set. Fort Recovery leads 2-1. Good hit by Paige Judy, but Minster gets it back. And there's Showalter. They're going to say she had an illegal hit again. So it's 13-11. Minster with the lead. By the way, thanks to Josh Clooney, the athletic director here. He's always very kind and helpful here at Minster High School. We appreciate Josh very much. Got to know him pretty well over the years. He's a great guy. Kind of athletic director you'd like to have, and he does a wonderful job here at Minster. Ava Sharp, another service point there a moment ago, makes it 13-11. Minster by two. Here's Chloe Showalter setting, and Fort Recovery can't take advantage of it. No hit return there. Nobody could hit the set. Another service point for Ava Sharp, and now we've got ourselves a 14-11 score. Minster with the lead. Another serve by Ava Sharp, dug out by Kiara Wendell. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Minster plays it. Here's the set, and Ava Sharp can't hit it over the net. Set by Caitlin Wolf, but Ava Sharp couldn't hit it over the net. Point Fort Recovery. 14-12 now. And Hope Wendell will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Side out Fort Recovery. Minster leads by two here. Fort Recovery trying to close this match out, but they need to win this set. And there's a miss hit by Minster into the net. Another point for Fort Recovery. Another service point for Hope Wendell. That's five service points on the evening for Hope. And 14-13, Lady Indians. Good serve by Hope Wendell. And there's Marissa Garkey hitting it out of bounds. Doggone it. Marissa had a great opportunity there to put it right down on the floor in inbounds and just couldn't get it done. Side out to Minster. Lainey Himmelgarn will serve. Good serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Got the kill. Whitley Rammel on the kill. Minster couldn't play it. 15-14 now. Fort Recovery with side out, and Brooke Colleague will serve. Lady Indians trail by 1 point here in this fourth set. Here comes the serve. Good serve dug out by Minster. In fact, they're too good. It went back over to Fort Recovery right away. Here's Paige Fortkamp getting a kill. It's been a while, but another one for Paige. That gives her a total now of 11 kills on the evening. Tied up at 15-15. Give Brooke Colleague a service point. Here comes the serve dug out by Minster. And hitting sharp, hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. And another kill for Paige Fortkamp. Another assist for Hope Wendell. Number 12 now in the kills department for Paige. Here's Brooke Colleague serving. Good serve again. And Fort Recovery gets another point as Minster can't get it over the net in three hits. And now it's 17-15. Fort Recovery, their biggest lead of this set, leading by two. Here's the next serve by Brooke Colleague. Dug out by Emily Stubbs of Minster. Hope Wendell will set at the net, and Whitley Rammel hits it over. Ivy Wolf back to Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a little dink over. Minster plays it. There is a Caitlin Wolf back to Fort Recovery. Smashed by Paige Fortkamp. Minster keeps it alive. Emily Stubbs back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. A hit, and what do we got? They say it was deflected by Minster, and a kill for Paige Fortkamp. Number 13 on the night. Another service point for Brooke Colleague. Lady Indians now lead 18-15. Here's a good serve and an ace serve as Sharp cannot handle it for Minster. Ace serve for Colleague. We've got ourselves a 19-15 score. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians are in the lead here by four. We'll be back.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Here's Brooke Colleague on another serve for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve back to Fort Recovery. And there's another kill for Paige Fortkamp. Oh, is she going wild here in this fourth set? 14 kills now for Paige Fortkamp. And it's 20-15, Fort Recovery leading by five. They win this set. They close out the match. Here's a good serve by Brooke Colleague. And Minster hits it back and hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Brooke Colleague. That makes it now 21-15. Lady Indians lead by six. They've already won the first two sets, 25-12, 25-14. Minster came back and won the third set, 25-23. And Minster was leading in this set for quite a while. But Fort Recovery now seems to be in charge here. Here's a block. Goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel on the block. Side out Minster. 21-16. Lady Indians lead by five. Minster with the serve. Here is Caitlin Wolf. Good serve. Smashed by Whitley Rammel. Played by Minster. Ivy Wolf just free balls it over. At the net and waiting on it and putting it down on the floor for the kill was Ella Mesher. 21-17. Give the service point to Caitlin Wolf. Caitlin will serve again. Paige Fortkamp passing. Back to Paige on the smash. Hits it through the Minster block. And Paige Fortkamp with her 15th kill of the night. Whitley Rammel goes back to serve, and it's 22-17 now. Fort Recovery leads by five in good shape here. Just close it out, gals. And oh, no! You know what happened. The service error by Whitley Rammel. 22-18. That gives Minster some new life here. Ivy Wolf will now serve. It's a good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Paige smashes it. Minster plays it nicely. Here's a smash by Sharp, and she hits it out of bounds. Over the inline for Ava Sharp. Point Fort Recovery. 23-18 now, and Chloe Showalter will go back to try to serve out this set. Lady Indians lead by five, 23-18 here. Here comes the serve for Chloe Showalter to Ivy Wolf. There's Emily Stubbs. Here's Ava Sharp hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Goes through the hands of Paige Judy and out of bounds. Point Minster. Ava Sharp gets the kill. She has a total of eight kills on the night now for Minster. Emily Stubbs serving. Minster with another chance. Ace serve for Emily Stubbs. That makes it 23-20. Fort Recovery leads by three, but Minster closing the gap. Timeout, Fort Recovery will return.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Minster, Rob Weaver. Again, our studio producer back in Portland is Eric Catterly. Our studio producer here at FortRecoveryRadio.com is Neil Spencer. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM and 105.3 FM. And FortRecoveryRadio.com. And again, don't forget, Fort Recovery Radio will have the football game for Fort Recovery tomorrow night with Jeff Hobbs calling all the action at Valley View tomorrow night. Jay County is at Southern Wells tomorrow night. We'll have that game here on the radio. Here's a hit by Olivia Patch and a kill. And Fort Recovery is 1 point away. Side out, Fort Recovery. Eight kills now for Olivia Patch. It's 24-20. And this will probably, Brenna Homan will get the honor of closing this one out. Here's Brenna's serve. It is a good serve. Minster's in trouble. They can't play it. And Brenna Homan serves the final point as Fort Recovery wins 25-20 in this last set. And a sigh of relief for Coach Chelsea Colleague, as Minster was leading in much of this set, which would have tied it up at two sets apiece, but didn't happen. Fort Recovery wins 25-20 in the fourth set. They win the match, winning the first set 25-12, the second set 25-14, losing the third set 25-23, but winning the fourth and deciding set 25-20, winning 3-1. Again, the junior varsity also won tonight, winning 25-16, 25-23. The junior varsity is 8-1 on the year. The varsity is now at 9-1 on the year. One game away, one win away from getting into double figures. We'll be back to wrap up the match right after this.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Playing high school sports. I love the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back here at Minster, wrapping it up. Again, giving you some of the stats for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Emily Stubbs had five service points, including an ace. Ivy Wolf had nine service points, including two aces, also had three kills. Kyra Oligas had one kill. It was Ella Mesher with three kills and a block. Josie Winter had a kill. Ava Sharp, their top hitter, had eight kills. She also had four service points, actually five service points for Ava Sharp, including an ace. Dana Pringer had two kills. Caitlin Wolf with five kills and a service point. And Avery Wolf had six kills, a block, and a service point. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, once again, a great night for Paige Fortcamp. She ended up with 15 kills on the night, had two service points and three blocks. Excellent evening for Paige Fortcamp. Great outside hitter. Marissa Garkey had a nice match with seven kills tonight. Paige Judy had six kills. Brenna Homan with a couple of service points, including the match winner at the end. Kiara Wendell had 15 service points, including two aces. Chloe Showalter with 10 service points, including two aces. Brooke Collig had nine service points, including an ace, and two kills for Brooke. Olivia Patch ended up with eight kills tonight and two blocks. Hope Wendell had five service points, including an ace. And Whitley Rammel ended up with four kills, three blocks, and five service points for the Lady Indians this evening. Once again, the final scores, Fort Recovery wins three sets to one, winning the first set 25-12, winning the second set 25-14, getting a little bit of a scare as Minster came back to win the third set 25-23, and then Minster led quite a while in that fourth set before the Lady Indians took the lead to win 25-20, and again improved to 9-1 on the year. Don't forget, our next broadcast is this Monday for Fort Recovery Volleyball. We'll be down at Franklin Monroe. For our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, Neil Spencer and Eric Catterly, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Minster High School.
You've
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.